It's 9 minutes to five. How do you test Lucy the elephant's reflexes? Well, tap her leg with one of those little hammers and see if it jerks, of course. What researchers from two universities have found with that little test has told them a lot more about how the nervous systems of large animals works. David Collins is Associate Professor of Neuroscience at the University of Alberta. Researchers from the U of A joined with Simon Fraser University in the test at the Valley Zoo. Professor Collins, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Tell me more about this test.
Yes, well, it was quite exciting for us to do. Lucy is about, 60 times larger than the human subjects we usually test. But as you just said, what we did was exactly just tap her tendons in her leg and record the responses. So we activated the receptors in her muscles, and the signals had to travel up to her spinal cord and then come back down, and we recorded the response as it got to the muscle, and that gave us information about the speed at which the impulses travel along her nerve fibers.
And what did you find about those nerve signals?
Well, we had predicted, actually, that because Lucy is so large, that her nerves would probably have to conduct much faster than small animals in order for those signals to be useful, for her to able to control her movement. So we predicted probably her nerves would conduct at about 180 meters per second. And what we actually found was that they conduct much closer to something like 60 meters per second, which is very similar to your and I nerves, and as a matter of fact, even the nerves in a mouse.
So the size of the mammal doesn't matter?
That's what it seems to be, yes.
What's the implication of that?
Well, the implication is that Lucy's nervous system might have to use different strategies in order to overcome disturbances that she might bump into while she's walking around. And one of those strategies that she might use is she just might move a bit slower than smaller animals.
Doesn't it make sense, though, that big animals move slowly because those brain signals have further to travel?
Well, in one sense, it does make sense, but... if she's walking along and happens to bump into something, she'd basically have to respond as quickly to it as you or I would in order to stop from falling over. So we anticipated that her nerves would be traveling at much higher velocities.
Yeah.
And one other implication of the similar speeds is the fact that her actual nerve cells, or the size of those nerve cells, might be quite similar in diameter, at least to our own nerve cells. They'd be much longer, of course, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they might be quite similar.
And, thinking about a mouse's brain signals moving at the same speed as an elephant's, is it surprising then that Lucy doesn't move even slower?
Not really. I think probably the speed at which she goes, the numbers that we found are probably quite appropriate.
Now, what does this tell you about the nervous systems of large animals that we didn't know before?
Well, it tells us that their nerve cells are probably, at least in diameter, not much different than ours, and that perhaps the way that reflexes are involved in controlling movement is maybe different than in smaller animals, where it's basically all about the delay between the time at which a receptor is activated by bumping into something or something like that, and there's a delay because of the distance it has to travel up to the spinal cord and back again, and so in the larger animals... that delay will be much longer, so Lucy will be responding slower to things that she bumps into.
And what might this tell us about animals that no longer exist, like, for example, dinosaurs?
Yes, well, since dinosaurs are no longer roaming the Earth, we can only really make inferences from what is available. So we would predict from these data that perhaps dinosaurs' nerves conduct impulses at similar velocities as our own.
So do you think this would be, you'd find any different results if, say, you did the same testing on an elephant in the wild rather than one in captivity?
I don't suspect that it would be much different. It would probably be very difficult to do. One thing that gave us the opportunity to do this test was the fact that Lucy at the zoo is a particularly tolerant elephant, I guess, of people and things like that, and so she put up with our electrode stuck to her legs and us tapping her on the ankle, and that's not perhaps something I'd like to do with an elephant in the wild.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling us about this.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
David Collins is Associate Professor of Neuroscience in the Faculty of Physical Education and Recreation at the University of Alberta.